So there's a lot of stuff here in the readings today, and you know, there's so much that we can always ask the Holy Spirit to help us to understand in a better way. Because every time we read the Bible, the Holy Spirit is there and He can speak to us and help us to understand more. And like I said last week, sometimes we just get a small little passage and we don't have the full context. So especially with this first reading from Paul to the Romans, if we don't know the full story, it doesn't really make sense sometimes. But basically what he's saying here is that you don't have to earn God's love. That you can't do enough things to make God love you. That He loves you. And what puts you in a right relationship, that's what the word righteousness or justified means, is that you're in a good relationship with God, is simply to believe that He loves you. Believe that He is God and that He loves you. And if that is true, then you make the decision to follow Him. And everything that you do is based upon the fact that you know that God loves you. That's what St. Paul is reminding the church in Rome. And all these years later, he's reminding us of the same thing. Because it's easy to forget. Maybe not so much for our little ones, but as we get older and get into middle school, sometimes it's easy to forget that God loves us. Just because we are. And there's so much going on in our lives sometimes. There's so much change happening in your lives that we forget how simple this is, that God loves me. And if that's true, then it changes everything. And so we pray for that grace to be reminded of that. You know, so, especially when it comes to the sacraments. So tomorrow, 8th graders, we have our retreat for confirmation. 2nd graders, in a couple of weeks, we have our retreat for First Communion. And you have to do service hours, you have to write letters, you have to do all these things, right, to get ready to be confirmed. But you're not trying to prove yourself or make yourself worthy that God will, like, investigate your homework and say, yeah, you're worthy of my love. We do all these things. We go on retreats. We do service projects. Because it's much like if you were trying to plant a seed and you wanted to grow a flower or a bush or something. You have to prepare the soil. The seed is complete. The seed is good. You don't need to really make the seed, but you have to make the environment where the seed can grow. And this is what we do for our retreats, and this is what we do in Catholic school. While we have religion class, but the religion class doesn't just stop during that one segment or that one section. It fills everything that we do. So as you learn about history and science and math and social studies, and as you learn about grammar and English and all those things help to prepare your heart and your mind to come to a deeper understanding of God who loves you. Just like with your best friends, you want to know them more. You want to spend time with them. You enjoy their company and you get to know more about them. It's the same thing with God. He loves me and I love Him, so I want to know more about Him. And so everything we do at school here is to help prepare the soil of our hearts and our minds to fall more in love with Jesus. And in this gospel, you know, Jesus is constantly warning us about the danger of hypocrisy. And what He means here is being two-faced. Everyone sins, we all mess up. And when we mess up, we have to ask for forgiveness. And when someone asks for forgiveness, we have to say, yes, I have to forgive you. So we're not talking about just making mistakes or committing sins. We're talking about intentionally living a double life. And this is what Jesus is saying. Be aware, because whatever you do in the darkness, whatever you do that you think is hidden, will eventually come to light. And so we don't want to live that double life. Why? Because we don't have to. Why do we not have to? Because God loves me. And if God loves me, then everything changes. I don't have to prove myself. I don't have to become something else. I can simply receive God's love, receive God's grace, and then I can become the saint that I'm created to be. And that's what he says at the very end. Do not be afraid, for you are worth more than many sparrows, which is a bird. And again, as we get older, we have a lot of doubt about who we are and what our value is and what our self-worth is. Just remember this, how much God loves you. And because of that, you have value, you have worth, that you are somebody. You don't have to prove it. You don't have to create it. You simply need to let God love you. And if you never forget that, your life will be completely and radically different. And then you can be a light to the people around you. Your life, your witness, your example can help change your friends' lives. That you don't have to live a double life. You don't have to be double-minded. You don't have to have a secret kind of thing. That you can live in the peace and the joy that comes from being in a right relationship with Jesus. And so just never forget how simple this, all of this is so simple. God loves you no matter what. And so ask for that grace to never forget that and then to let that change everything about your life.